This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 24th of June with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Bird on a Bike. We've got some more guests to talk to you in the second half of the show. We've got loads of emails. We've got loads of tweets. I had a tweet from the lovely, lovely folks at the New Appointments Group, and they say, hi, Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike. Having a great show. Could we have a big shout out, please? New Appointments Group are the headline sponsors for the forthcoming Sittingbourne Job Fair on the 4th of July. Of course you can. And huge, huge thank you for supporting that and making it viable for everybody to come along to. So that's the lovely folks at New Appointments Group. I'll tell you what, Bird, can you read an email?
I know, we've got millions of them. I'm going to do quickies first. So Marsh Networking Over Coffee, Wednesday the 3rd of July, 10 till 12. And that's at Sinkport Arms, New Romney. And you need to go and book on www.wibblywobblyway, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh Network.
Fantastic. Thank you. Pupils from Maidstone Grammar School are joined by the worshipful Deputy Mayor of Maidstone for a Think Differently session provided by Kenwood Trust. Think Differently is an innovative and unique alcohol and substance education program for young people in secondary schools across Kent and Medway. It uses real-life stories and experiences from individuals with previous drug and alcohol addictions, ex-offenders and current prison volunteers to engage with young people to raise awareness of the issue and potential consequences of drug and alcohol dependency. The worshipful Deputy Mayor of Maidstone and her consort, Councillor Hinder, were invited by Kenwood Trust to see how the Think Differently programme is helping young people in Maidstone to make positive choices around alcohol and drugs.
Interesting. Interesting. I'd like to know a bit more about that, but anyway, we're running out. Help bridge the gap between schools and businesses. In Kent, we offer a practical way for businesses to engage with education through Skills 3030. Now, this is a two-hour event. This is the programme, so you'll see what it is. It's for businesses. It's a one-hour network and presentations, FSB lobbying update, Kent-supported employment team, enterprise advisor network, and the most amazing Mr. Paul Andrews is on skills and employment. Now, for students, it's a one-hour workshop, how to present yourself at work, how to stand out in your new job, and how to use LinkedIn to your advantage. And then they bring both together to businesses and students. And then we've got 40 minutes facilitated networking and 10 minutes free networking. If you want to know anything more about this amazing, we love talking about this, how to bridge the gap between schools and businesses, then you need to get hold of alison.palmer@fsb.org.uk.
Or read about it on the website, on Kent Business Radio website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/3030.
You can go on www.jobsinkent.com.
Yep. Come along to the next one. It's at Broadstairs on the, I can't remember.
3rd of July.
3rd of July. That's when it is. That's next week.
It is.
Blimey, I've forgotten I was
That's
going
Wednesday.
There. I've forgotten I was doing that next week. Oh, I'm glad I reminded me.
I know. 25th of September is the one after that.
Yeah.
And that's at Haysbrook School. And then the one after that, and I hate saying November, but I've got to say it, is at Longfield Academy in Dartford, and that's the 20th of November.
And the one after that is on the 23rd...
Go on, 2020.
21st of June, 2020, at Wilmington Academy. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I want to tell you about the Tech Expo. It's at the Kent Event Centre at Detling at the Agriculture Ground, and it's on Thursday the 26th of September from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Tech Expo is a one-day exhibition and seminar bringing together industry experts to help business owners to understand what technology is out there and how it can help them run, build and grow their business more effectively and efficiently. We have one of the world's top technology companies, Microsoft, providing our keynote seminar, and they will be sharing with us how they are working to support businesses of all sizes. We're also looking at one of the biggest fears we all have, which is staying human in a digital world. So they've got five speakers: Brian Sutton from Microsoft, how Microsoft is developing to help businesses; Richard Bell, who's the Chief Technology Officer of 10 Intelligence on cybersecurity; Ben Abbott, who's the Chief Executive of Maximum Media, getting your business ready for voice technology. It's a fascinating subject, that. It's things like Alexa and you know, the Google equivalent and Echo Dot and all that. You know, we, more and more, my car, I've got a Mercedes car, get me. But now, if I want to go anywhere, I ask the car. I talk to the car for my sat-nav. I talk to the car if I want to make a phone call.
Do you have to say please and thank you?
Yeah, otherwise she stops and refuses to go any further. But we're also going to hear from Will Charlesworth from Child and Child on digital law and IP, and Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie. This is different technology conference. The Dale Carnegie organisation, Being Human in a Digital World. A lot of the things we were talking about earlier in terms of being able to cope with it. There's also a series of workshops happening at the Tech Expo. And Aaron Taylor, who's the CEO of 6-2 Technology, Stop the Sales Pitch, Start the Conversation. Mike Hacker, commonly known as Hacks, who's the CEO of Prisma Broadcast, How the Proper Use of Video Can Propel Your Business Forward. Zoe Cairns, the absolutely gorgeously lovely, fantastic Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, international speaker and TV star, having an adaptable content strategy plan. All this plus roundtables, panel discussions, networking meetups, and over 80 exhibitors. So do come along. 26th of September, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are a couple of exhibitor spaces left. If you want to get your software, hardware, support services, web company, social media company, or any technology or digital marketing company in front of a lot of buyers from the southeast of England, then go to www.techexpouk.com.
Nice.
One more, and then we'll talk to these people over here.
My AI Hoover, let's not forget Ernest.
Bird has an AI Hoover. She has an artificial intelligence human.
See this finger is on the button, I tell you.
His name is Stephen.
Ernest. He's not. That poor man. Don't, he always listens as well, bless him. Could you get a more supportive partner, I tell you. But no, Ernest is not called Stephen. Ernest is my Hoover, who talks even... Do you know what? We're even buying TVs now that talk only to Ernest. Go figure. Mm-hmm. We're not even going to buy a TV that doesn't talk to Ernest.
I love it.
Ernest rules our house. There you go. The King Summit Business Scale Up Conference, Thursday the 10th of October. Look, this is what's happening now. We're now moving into Octobers, Novembers. Mm-hmm. So Thursday the 10th of October, 8 till 4, and this is at Kent County Cricket Ground, in partnership with Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accounts and HR Go Recruitment. Now, they are looking to scale up your business, but are you sure where to start? Would you like to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than a year? Wow, there's some statistics. And then, this event is for you, a full-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. Come and learn from all the entrepreneurs that have taken their businesses to a whole new level. This is what I like to see, is I want to hear the people who have done it, not who tell me they've done it and haven't. Really important. So Simon Teague, author, co-director of New Level Results and co-founder of the King's Summit. You got Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who, by the way, I spoke to yesterday afternoon, who is amazing, managing director of Orchard Employment Law. You got Stuart Godwin, who's dynamic communications coach and public speaker. You've got Julia Bernard-Thompson, who also did a TEDx talk at Folkestone on Saturday, and she's a business sales coach. You've got King James, who's the founder of the King's Summit and pastor of the Favour House Church. And then you've got Ruth Whittaker, who's a CEO and of Mission Aviation Fellowship UK. Now, it sounds amazing. You've got to go www.thekingssummit.com. Early bird tickets are available.
Fantastic. For those of you in the know, the University of Kent Business School have now got around to staging an annual conference called the Kent Business Summit. And it was the second one this year.
I know, because I'm the poster girl.
I know, she's the poster girl.
I am.
Her and Deborah Turner are the poster girl on the front of the report. And a pair of them are larking about in...
No, can I just say, I was so sensible that day. I had two terrible, terrible people come up to me and say the worst things ever. It was very funny, though, my friends. And what you don't see in that poster girl photo of me and Debs is Helen Wolby, who was the keynote speaker, being really rude and naughty at the other end.
Right.
I take zero responsibility.
I really want to go and find this poster now.
Don't worry, I'll give it to you.
Well, you can. It's funny, because you can, Rebecca, and I'm going to tell you how to find this poster of Bird and Debs. The Kent Business Summit, it was the second one. The 2019 event was in January. They're always in January at the beginning of the year. And it brings together businesses, the public sector, the private sector, politicians to talk about the medium-term future to long-term future of the economy of Kent, basically. And there's a full, there was a number of round tables. And out of all of those round tables, they've compiled a report. And the report is now available. There's a full report. There's also a video which features Miss on a Bike and Miss Turner, amongst other things. There's a full video and there is a report, and both of them are available and they're free of charge. They're downloadable. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS, all the details are there, and you can view the video and download the summit report. And it's a very extensive report as well, touching on a number of different things. I chaired the roundtable on equality and diversity in employment, and there was a number of other roundtables looking at different issues from transport to infrastructure and all kinds of ideas about where we should be going in the Kent economy. Mm. So check it out.
It's great. Mm. Great event.
What you got?
Well, Avexio Limited have said some of us are too busy to tweet gifts, and she sent me a great gift, so thank you very much, Amanda.
So she's not busy.
I'm not saying anything. There, by the grace of God, go you, I tell you. Yeah, I'm not getting involved in that. And then Diamond Circle Weddings, you're my favourite people today. They said, suck it up, Ernest, and they've just put a great gift up.
Suck it up, Ernest.
And it's just genius. This is what I love about the show. So if you want for us to mention you in the whole of the southeast of Kent. Look, Diamond Circle Weddings, you're famous today.
Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Would you like to increase your sales, drive brand awareness, and learn how to become a thought leader in these intensive LinkedIn workshops, which are being run by Jade Pluck? And they're taking place at the Village Hotel Maidstone on the 16th of July. If you'd like to find out more or to book your place on a LinkedIn workshop, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business-events. And all the details are there.
Now, I know you did mention this, and it's the Sitting Bourne and Swale employers with current vacancies. You did mention this just now, didn't
you? We've mentioned it twice. Sponsored by New Appointment Group. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I've got an email here saying we have a few free places left to exhibit at jobsinkent.com. And this is the Sitting Bourne Careers Fair. It's on the 4th of July, which is next Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's at the Apple Yard at Sitting Bourne. And you need to DM Tracy Ferguson at Tazi. That's T-A-Z-I-64. And she can help you out with that.
Fantastic. Oh, someone's correcting me grammar on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
What did you get wrong, love?
I don't know, probably an apostrophe. What I normally do...
On your language?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
A friend of mine's a school teacher. She's an English teacher, and she goes loopy when I write things on social media. So what I do when I write to Christina is I always write the post, and then I put a little bag of apostrophes at the end, and I go, you can place these wherever you like in this text.
Go.
Yeah. She doesn't appreciate it.
I love people like that. I do. I know everybody kind of goes, oh, leave me alone. But I'm a bit of one of those myself.
Are you? Are you a grammar Nazi?
A little bit, yeah. I don't pick on other people's, but I'm pretty precise on my own.
To be honest, I think it's important. I think, but with social media, especially when you've got reduced characters, you can't waste them all on punctuation. Yeah. I'm trying to say something important. I'm not trying to pass an English exam.
Because of punctuation, you can make it shorter and still retain the meaning.
Yeah, and of course, without the punctuation, the tweet means something completely different.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm good with that. Ambiguous and me are good. Yeah. ZC Social Media Academy... there's an event taking place on the 11th of July between 2 and 4.30 at the Bridgewood Manor in Watersleigh Woods, Chatham. Come and learn some quick wins and the latest news and updates on social media. Come along to the popular ZC Social Media Academy, learn new updates, cutting-edge information about social media and the online digital world with speaker Zoe Cairns. Take away the latest invaluable information and use immediately in your online marketing. During the afternoon session, you will learn key areas of using social media for your business. Each month, we have a new topic chosen by the group from the month before. If you're having a problem with your social media activity, there will be a 15-minute Q&A session at the end of the meeting. Bring plenty of business cards, as there's lots of opportunities, and it includes tea and coffee. It's a free event.
How much?
It's absolutely nothing.
I don't believe it.
One more time. How much?
Yeah, it's free.
I'm seeing Zoe tonight. I'm very excited.
Yeah, what are you doing tonight? You're doing an influencer thing, aren't you?
Influencer training session.
Yeah, with Zoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. If you want to book your place on this free event, zcsocialmedia.com/ZC Social Media Academy. But please don't book if you're not going to go. One of the worst things for us in staging free events is the people that book and then don't turn up. It costs us money because we have to do tea, coffee and biscuits for you. Mm. And then it also takes away places from other people that would come. If you booked and you're not coming, let people know. Yeah,
it's common courtesy, really, isn't it?
It is, but it's such a thing nowadays that people book months in advance to go on something, and when the day arrives, it's raining or snowing or sunny or all of those. Being England,
but the weather doesn't stop you being courteous.
Yeah. As Tamara says, just common courtesy and let people know. Cool. One more.
I've got a million emails.
I love it.
So we've got Gillingham FC are pleased to announce its first sportsman dinner in over 5 years. The event will be held on July the 25th in the Great Hall. The night is going to be hosted by former Sky Sports broadcaster Rob McCaffrey, and he will be joined by former Liverpool, Aston Villa and Wales striker Dean Saunders. Now, this is just a testimonial from Harry Hackett from Salford Schools FA. I can honestly say that Dean Saunders was one of the best speakers we have had over the 20 years of our dinner. I've received more feedback from our guests about this dinner than ever before. Our audience loved the speakers. Dean is an absolute gentleman and couldn't do enough. He stayed right to the end and was happy to pose for photos and sign autographs all night. His speech was excellent and I can't believe he was on his feet for nearly 50 minutes. Never had that before. That is value for money. So the night will consist of the following: welcome drinks, a two-course meal, tea and coffee, and a Q&A. And the night is set to be a popular one and would love you to attend. The tickets are £50, including VAT, and they will be a great way to break up the week. Now, call. This is really, I love it when people say, give us a call. 01634 350 350. Do we use telephones anymore? Mm. Or reply to this email.
You can't do that, it's on paper.
Then call 01634 350 350. This is from jnott@pressfield.com.
Give me an email.
James Knott.
Go along. I had a tweet from the absolutely lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, and she says, hello, she said, just like that.
I wanted to read something because I love this email. You carry on. You're doing a great job. It went and I couldn't find it again.
All right.
It says boom, doesn't it?
It says, I love a booming Business Bunker shout out to my awesome team who have been shortlisted for the Kent Care Awards 2019 for the care work they do in the sector and the difference they make to people's lives every single day. I couldn't manage without them. So, fantastic. Congratulations on being recognised by being in the Care Award finals. To the team from Caring Kent, fantastic, Kim. Well done. Well done to your team, and thank you for the shout-out. And give Kim a follow on the Twitter. Caring Kent is her Twitter handle.
Exactly. Did you know Neville Gaunt sent us a GIF? Right way back.
It was the one on the boat, wasn't it?
The little girl. The little girl one was great, but did you see the one on the boat? The one on the boat was brilliant.
It's brilliant. So I just wanted to give him a shout out because he always feeds back and he does a lot post-show as well.
He does.
So, Neville Gaunt, we love you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Nev. And that tees us up nicely to talk to our next guest because that's what the boat was focused at. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Monk Show for the first time Tamara Sears and Stephen Westcott. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you both for having us on.
You guys are from Sailing to Clarity, yeah?
Right. Sail to Clarity.
Pardon?
Sail to Clarity.
Sail. Mm-hmm. No, but I played sailing earlier, so you've got to change your name. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Yeah.
You've now got to change your brand.
You've got to change your entire branding because that's the only track I could find.
Yeah. Our graphics guy is going to love you because you know how hard it was for him to try and get that on there.
Yeah, your business is all wrong. We got it right, didn't we, Paul?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Dave Whelan's going to love you right now.
Listen, guys, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't you kick? I don't care. I don't mind who goes first, or you can both talk at the same time. I really don't mind.
No, we're just going to talk over each other, aren't we?
Yeah. tell us about you, what you do, because it's interesting, different, unusual.
It is. Nobody else is doing it like we're doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, there is the odd one that's sort of a little bit similar, but nobody's doing exactly what we're doing, and more importantly, where we're doing it.
Okay.
Do you want to explain it?
Yeah, sure. So we do personal and professional development workshops, as well as CPD for therapists, because we're both psychotherapists and counsellors, which other people do. But the unique thing we do is we try and do it from a boat on the Medway.
Wow.
So we take the boat down the river, and we've got a sort of training room, which is a lovely creek out towards the estuary, and we anchor up there and run the workshops on there.
So you don't run the workshops on the boat?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You do run the workshops on the boat.
We run the workshops.
You anchor the boat. Oh, I got it.
Yeah. So you're out on the water.
So you bob.
No, because it's the Medway. It's calm. We're in sheltered waters, so there's no bobbing. Yeah. There's no bobbing at all.
So nobody throws up during the middle of the
night. Nobody throws up. We are anchored in sheltered waters, really private and secluded places, and they're places that you can only get to with a boat.
Right.
So you're out. Nature's all around. You're surrounded by nothing but water.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever been out in the water, but it's when it comes to focusing the mind and, you know, calming the soul and things like that, it has amazing capabilities to do that. And the whole workshop is conducted in that space.
Okay. So
it's kind of an experience day as well as a workshop.
Yeah, exactly. So what made you come up with this concept as a way of delivering these workshops?
It was pretty straightforward. Steve had bought a boat previously, and we were taking a lot of friends and family out on it. And it's a simple thing where you see the joy and the delight of somebody out on the water, because it's not something everybody gets to do unless you're working in the marine industry.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing, you know, it's such a stress reliever, you know, it's such a people open up out there because it's private, you know, and it was just a case of, you know what? There's what we do already, which is psychotherapy and counselling, and there's our passion, which is boating, and it was just a perfect fit.
Can we combine the two?
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the boat. We'll get the mechanics out of the way first, and then we'll talk about the kind of the work that you do, the other stuff.
So even though it says sail, it's not a sailboat, it's a powerboat, which means we can go out in kind of any weather.
Right.
It's not just a powerboat. She's a beautiful powerboat.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So yeah,
does he let you drive it?
Yeah,
are you
kidding?
It's my boat.
Oh, it's your boat. Yeah.
We had to both be commercial skippers. We got commercial skipper licenses to be
right.
To do
okay.
This, so it's been a whole kind of adventure for us as well.
Yes, I am a female skipper.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's good. Funnily enough, you probably know this, but Kelly Tolhurst is the MP for Rochester and Strood.
Yes.
She owns
a boatyard.
They own a marine engineering business.
It's next door to
where we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
But yeah, it's and that's how it kind of came about. So yeah, the boat, you know, is so we can. There's a canopy cover, so you can go outside.
All right.
Take that off completely to be in the air, or there's enough room in the cabin to everybody in there as well.
So what kind of numbers can you hold on it?
Up to six, we're saying.
Right. So we tend to like taking out no more than six on a workshop, but we can take up to 10 people on board for a private charter.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So we do that as well, but. Yeah, for the course is six, which keeps it intimate, small.
Yeah.
And actually that way we can personalise it as well because, you know, it's not we're not pretending that it's a therapy day, but the workshop can be tailored to what comes up for people, for their specific barriers to personal development, to business stuff. I mean, these are the ones we're doing. We've also got somebody called Ross Trigwell who comes in and does leadership training as well,
right,
specific for business.
I want to go over the range of things that you do and why you do it and who it's aimed at. So let's kind of head off in that direction now.
Yeah. Okay. Our leadership one is Ross Trigwell, our trainer on that one. He's do you know what? I'm terrible at name dropping. I really should do it a bit better. But because we have lots of famous clients ourselves, and I'm so used to not speaking about names that when it comes to name dropping, I kind of there's a blank.
You don't know who they are, do you?
I don't know who they are.
They go, he's famous, and she goes, never heard of him.
But Ross has worked with like the who's who of businesses. I can give you that. Okay.
Great.
But he has a great sense where he's of the understanding that how an employee works or operates is dependent upon the situation that they find themselves in. So the way they relate to a situation, you know, is dependent upon the context of the situation itself.
Right.
And he works with leaders in that way by focusing on that and getting leaders sort of inspired and challenging them And getting them to think about a point of view from the employees in order to be able to change the situation more effectively.
Right. Okay. It's interesting. It's interesting undertaking leadership training in these different circumstances. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? A friend of mine, Graham Wilson, is a leadership trainer based up in Cheshire, and he has a land-based place. But on his leadership courses, he has a Formula One car, and he gets people wheel-changing. Yeah, in Formula One times, which is an interesting exercise as well. Yeah. So how long have you had the boat out on the water doing these kind of programs?
Well, we've only recently started up, to be honest. We've only launched back in April of this year.
See what
so this
she did
is
there?
Our first launched. Launch. I know. Oh, get one past you. So we're a brand new startup on this venture. However, Steve and I have been doing this for many years. Okay. We're like 15 years each working as counsellors and psychotherapists.
Right.
And doing all sorts of things as well, lectures, articles, you know, you name it.
Well, let's go back to what we were talking about, which is the range of programmes that you do. So you talked about leadership. What are some of the other things that you're doing?
There you go. So things like communication and assertiveness, stress management, I think we've been doing on there.
They're the ones you're doing.
They're the ones I'm doing. I had to remember that.
Now, for something like stress management, I think but being waterborne is the perfect environment for that, isn't it?
And actually, we added a mindfulness course as well. We know a couple of people who do mindfulness for that very reason. So the two kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Not that we'd necessarily be doing the mindfulness on the stress relief course, but yeah, exactly. Being out on the water is just a lovely place to do that.
Yeah, sure. So we're doing stress release and mindfulness, leadership.
Yep. One of the things that I'm very keen to do is self-esteem building.
Right, okay.
And that's something I wanted to talk about today, to be honest, because when it comes to businesses, I think there's an idea that, you know, business entrepreneurs or anything, it came up recently actually with somebody I was discussing things with. There's an attitude out there that's like, if only I was a bit more confident, then everything would be okay. Then my life would be wonderful and everything would be perfect. I have a really big problem with that approach, right? Because it sort of always sets you up to lack from the outset. It's, it's always saying, I'm never enough. Whereas actually what we should be saying is, okay, you know, imagine if you're instead saying to yourself, actually, I have everything that I need. But what about if I'm just getting in the way of myself? And it's about figuring out those barriers, those blockages, if you like. And then once you have named them, you can do something about them.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Maybe from a slightly different angle, though, in terms of if people are too confident in what they do, they can become very quickly overconfident.
Yeah. But that's not confidence.
No, exactly. It's bravado. Mm. And but people mistake those two things. And what's interesting is when you are engaged in creative or entrepreneurial activities, you should be slightly outside your comfort zone, otherwise you're not really doing anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you must accept that it's okay to fail and make a mistake.
Failure is important. Failure is one of my favourite things.
You learn so much from
it. I'm really good at it. I'm absolutely fantastic at failure. Yeah. I really am.
But it's what you do next that really counts, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I fail again afterwards.
I think that's the thing. It's all about the mindset. And we're just trying to work out what people's blocks are to help them live a better life.
Yeah.
But it's like if you're figuring out exactly the things, those barriers that you're putting in way, then you are kind of going, actually, I am okay. It's just that I'm tripping myself up and I can figure out how not to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And once you do that, then it's amazing the things that you can find yourself doing and not think yourself capable of.
Yeah, being willing to try things and not being overly hung up on whether you fail or not, but taking the lessons that you learn from whatever you do. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, funnily enough, the jobs fairs that we're doing, one of the big workshops we do is on trying to get people to understand what their hidden talents are, you know, because people think, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that.
But that's it. That's that narrative, that script that's inside your head that sort of you've already decided what you can and can't do with actually just playing around and investigating.
I'm going to make a statement now, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. You know, you can disagree with me if you really
want.
Trust me. Yeah. I'll just turn your mic off. Don't worry. but one of the things that bothers me is that our education system is heavily stacked towards a certain set of things being the only criteria that lead to anything, i.e. exam passes. Mm-hmm. Whereas 70% of people don't really get on in that environment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those people have massive talents, abilities and all kinds of things outside of an academic framework.
Absolutely.
But we have this thing about academic frameworks that just seems to override everything. And I think that's a lot of the problem sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm going to throw a spanner in the works there. You know, you can say it's a problem, but these academic places that in order to create the frameworks, they need to justify their education to somebody else. And that's the bean counters, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
exactly.
doing a lot
yeah,
of the
yeah,
things. Yeah, they're exactly. saying, okay, it needs to be done. So they're trying to please somebody else as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
And so the circle goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting, actually, that there are some changes afoot. I was at the House of Commons a few weeks ago at the launch of the new T-levels. I don't know if you've come across this. They start rolling out T-levels in 2020, which is going to be fascinating because it's going to have a tremendous impact on schools that are going to have to move away from bean counting. Mm-hmm. Because the T-levels are a two-year course equivalent of three A-levels in a specific topic. And the first topics that they're rolling out are engineering and digital skills. Mm-hmm. And it's done like a baccalaureate okay. over a two-year period.
Yeah.
But you have to do 45 days a year work experience.
Great.
So the schools are going to have to build relationships with businesses, and it's not going to be done on, you know, did you get a pass of 70%? It's did you go and get 45 days work and what happened at that work experience? So fascinating stuff.
A friend of mine teaches or taught the baccalaureate stuff, but he said it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, just because you get much broader skills.
It's broader, yeah. Mm. So things are kind of changing at long last in that area, but... That doesn't really help everyone else that went through the standard education system.
And I think there are many skills that people haven't picked up from school. They yeah. haven't learnt from their parents. They yeah. haven't got it from their social circle or their families. Mm. We are going to fill that gap. Because yeah. I must admit, we've been in private practice for years and years, and I keep seeing the same things coming up over and over and yeah. over again. And, you know, I'm happy to work with them one-on-one. However, you know, I'm also of the opinion, well... These things are just psychoeducational. There yeah. is no reason why they have to be located solely in the realm of therapists and be this like little nuggets and gems of knowledge that yeah. can't be shared.
Yeah.
And the way that we're choosing to do that is in a private setting on a boat in sheltered waters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing the people you meet. You know, you were saying about the bike with the stabilizers, who at that point where the stabilizers came off and they fell off, just decided at that point they couldn't ride a bike or... Yeah. Any other example that happened at school, they were told you were rubbish or, yeah. you know, they couldn't, whatever it is. And yeah. when you meet them one-to-one, you actually sort of get to talk about it. You uncover this. You know, they think, God, I made that decision way back then before I even yeah. thought about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, it comes down to the things we were talking about earlier with Rebecca. The amount of people out there with talent, with ability, mm-hmm. that are held back for all kinds of reasons. Yeah, and they start to believe it themselves as well. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. When you don't give people opportunities, they start to go, well, it must be true because I'm not getting opportunities.
Oh, gosh, can you imagine if somebody's like, you know, your parent or a school teacher or somebody's your whole life saying to you that you're not going to amount to anything, that you're no good, that you can't do it. You're going to believe it after a while, unless you've got somebody around you that can sit there and kind of go, actually, what do you think?
What are you good at?
Yeah.
What are you good at?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
Too many people don't have that.
Yeah. I'm smiling.
Sorry, I'm really passionate about
this. No, I'm smiling because I just remember one of my teachers saying to me, you ought to get a job as a dustman because you couldn't manage anything else. Yeah, because you're too thick. And which is true. But I never got a job as a dustman. Well, I should have done, really, because it's well paid. But...
Not wrong with dustmans, but a terrible thing for somebody to sit there and they're trying to say, you know, you can't do anything. Anybody can do anything.
There's a great cartoon about it, isn't there? There's a bunch of animals in front of a desk, and I think it's a monkey behind the desk saying, right, go and climb that tree.
Yeah. If you're a fish, how do you climb a tree? Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that we're also available for... companies and organisations for bespoke private trainings on our course.
Because,
not only are we doing the leadership and management training, you know, if there are issues, you know, that need to be addressed, because we're out in a boat, it is private, it is secluded. We've had many famous clients over the years in our private practice.
She looked at me, I looked at her, I know what you're thinking. She did. Because I'm thinking...
Throw them overboard.
Yeah, I'm thinking, can we have a plank?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because we do, you know, understand the importance of, you know, particularly in the creative industries, about having that private space to just be able to explore something.
Yeah.
You know, we've had famous people from the film industry, the TV industry, journalism, what else? There's music industry. The only thing we haven't had, must admit, is somebody like any former or current cabinet ministers. So if you know any politicians that sort of are in need of conflict resolution skills.
They're beyond help, most of them, aren't they?
I don't know. There's one in particular that kind of springs to mind that's having a bit of trouble with conflict resolution.
Like,
send them our way.
It's fascinating what you're doing, and the setting that you've chosen to do it adds a big dimension to what you're doing without being funny, which is fantastic. So you actually launched the business.
Boom, boom.
In April, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're a couple of months into it. How's it going?
We've had the most crap summer on record.
Really?
Yeah.
So I must admit, it's slow, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything, isn't it? You have to build it up. You have to get people used to it.
Indeed.
You know, many years ago, I actually worked as a leadership trainer and consultant, and I know how hard it is to actually sell and market those programs whilst also trying to deliver them.
Yeah, and that's in a normal training room. Imagine doing it on a boat.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But that's right, because it's a new idea. I think people need to get their head around it. And it won't be for some people, that's fine. But I think we're looking for people that are curious or just think, that'd be fun. And can we combine those two things?
Yeah. But also, it's a great day out. Think about it. If we can come up with something unique like this, what else have we got up our sleeves?
Absolutely. As it happens, I have actually run my own programs on a boat.
Mm. Well done. I'm impressed.
HMS Belfast.
All right. Fantastic.
Which I was going to ask if
not
you're the
quite skipper. The same. No.
A little bit bigger than ours.
Yeah. And it didn't go anywhere.
Cool.
The other thing that we wanted to say as well about what we do is that particularly when it comes to people that own their own business or in management, you know, when it comes to improving your skills or sorting things out, there is a deficit of leisure time. Mm. And this is a way to combine something pleasurable with training,
which
is very unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very true. And it's also a major selling point, isn't it? Really, you know, because lots of people can offer leadership training or soft skills training or whatever, and as you say, it's all, you know, arrive at a classroom and, you know, eat a biscuit, eat all the mints, and that's about it. Really,
it's that's not really that's inspiring.
That's as exciting as it gets. A bowl full of imperial mints,
and we're doing something that is inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to be inspired, go do something inspiring.
And
for therapists as well, because I'm a supervisor for other therapists, so I'm doing like supervision days on there as well. So
that's
self-care for therapists who tend not to do it because we don't get bloody time to do it. So, you know, it's trying to look after us as a community as well.
Physician, heal yourself or something, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Listen, guys, it's fantastic what you're doing. It's a really novel concept in terms of how you're delivering what you're delivering.
Thank you.
All power to you. We wish you much success.
Thank you for your support.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and we continue to support you. Do let us know when you're running programs and, you know, public programs, and we're more than happy to read them out.
We're taking bookings right now.
Yeah, cool. So, well, tell you what, how do we find out what you're doing, and what's the best way of finding out more about you?
Okay, you can go to our website, www.sailtoclarity.com. Or you can find us on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube. And we're all under the handle of Sail to Clarity. Not Sailing to Clarity.
Oops.
Sail to Clarity.
There is a link to Sail to Clarity.
You were told.
I've been unceremoniously told, haven't I?
I didn't want to sell anything.
Well, we didn't want to face our graphic designer.
I've written to Rod Stewart and said...
You've got it wrong.
It's Sail, Rod. Not
I
sailing.
I am Sail.
Yeah, I am Sail. Yeah. No, get it right.
Dave Whelan would be unhappy. Sanjit at Panoramic Design, he'd be unhappy. He'd have to redesign
the
website.
No, we'll get Rod to change. Rod can change. He's adaptable. He's good like that. Yeah. I am Sail.
And Pamela at Angley Digital Media, she's flexible. She'd go with anything.
There is actually a link to Sail to Clarity on the Kent Business Radio website, and that will stay there forever. So if you want to find them, there is a link there.
Thank you.
For the moment, Tamara and Steve, thank you so much for that. Thanks stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. There's not long left. But Sail to Clarity, brilliant.
Thank you.
Look forward to a day out learning stuff on your boat.
Yeah,
exactly. Cool.
What you got, Bird?
Can I ask a quick question? Because I like to not really butt in too much, which I know you probably don't believe, but I really do. I sit here and just think I won't butt in yet.
She's been thinking, and that's always dangerous.
Obviously, you sit people through, you know, through personal development and that facilitating that arena. You've taken away their ability to escape.
Okay.
Why very interesting. Well, no, you don't need to analyse me. I'm just saying, how do you then engage that safe? Because that's quite an interesting place. You've taken that, I can go to the toilet or I can leave this arena, because actually that's part of that stress process.
They can definitely go to the loo if they need to.
Yeah,
there is a toilet on board the boat.
But it is also big enough. I mean, it hasn't happened, but
yeah,
if it were to happen, let's say someone's, I don't know, needs some space. I need to get away from this for a second.
There are spaces.
Yeah, you can go to the other end of the boat if needs be. We can kind of talk that through there. Because often on the courses, it's both of us anyway. So if needs be, someone could go with someone.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's in those moments that actually a lot of work occurs if you stay with it.
For sure.
So that's sort of why.
But you know that. And when you're in pain, actually the first thing is, I need to leave. So how do I leave that environment but stay safe on the boat? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I know you know that, but the person who's in pain is a bit of a different place.
Yeah, and that's a delicate balance, because we're not setting out to do group therapy as such. But however, these things tend to form a group where you're having an experience together. So you trust in the group to be doing that with each other. And if that's not the case, then you can always go to another part of the boat and talk it through individually.
Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, you're right.
It's a 31-foot boat, and you know, so she does have the outdoor area, the cabin area, and then there's the front area on top of the boat as well. So there are separate areas.
Is she size boasting now?
Well, no. What I find interesting is obviously we have those three elements, you know, and safety is one of them. And actually, I know you believe it's a safe environment, but if I'm coming new into this environment, I want to know, is there somewhere that I can be?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
mean, interesting.
Apart from the safety of the boat being commercially coded and all the safety equipment on board and life rafts and all that stuff.
And all the training we have to do as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the emotional safety.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
We could talk about it for ages, you know.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from our favourite listener today, Diamond Circle Weddings. And they're saying, talking about what you're talking about, left school with no GCSEs and didn't know it at the time, but I suffered with depression. Was told by everyone you won't amount to anything. I was arrogant and didn't listen, and now I'm a confident 47, but I learnt the hard way.
I'm really sorry you had that experience, Diamond Sally. That should never have happened.
Yeah. It does, though, and, you know, it has for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that just don't suit an academic thing. Howard Gardner, who is a professor of education at Harvard back in the 1980s, wrote a book about this, having studied it in some depth, about... And the interesting thing, I've actually read the report that he wrote at the time. He looked at, over a period of 20 years, people that had graduated summa cum laude, which is like a double first from Harvard, and he looked at their later success in life versus people that didn't finish high school. And the interesting thing was, the high school non-finishers tended to be more successful in life than the academic successes as an average. And out of that work, he wrote a book. He wrote an academic book about it, which Daniel Goleman turned into a bestseller called Emotional Intelligence.
Yeah.
But Howard Gardner wrote, it was the academic that did the grunt behind it, and Goleman was just the philosopher that turned it into a marketable thing of EQ. But it's very true, isn't it, that so many people have high emotional intelligence and skills other than academic skills.
And actually that point is coming back to the sort of five-year-olds. By the time people hit school, the kids who have had that emotional development enhanced by their parents, they've had more interaction, they've got more language skills, you can predict what that's going to happen to them in life almost at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Really? I don't agree with that.
No, it's true. You can.
No. Let's start around.
It's true.
Yeah.
I've had an interesting tweet, from Ashford Eats.
Hello, Ashford Eats.
Yeah, and it just says, hello, bird on a bike. That's all it says.
Hello, Ashford Eats.
It's addressed to me and you, but it just says, hello, bird on a bike.
See?
Wow, I don't know what to say.
That's another fan.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's two.
See,
you've
I
got
had
now.
The measure of you straight from the outset. I was right
Thank
when
you.
I walked in.
Wow.
You
Who
are
knew?
Entirely love.
Who knew?
Right, what have you got?
Oh, I'm just sat here in another space. The Marsh Academy. We've talked about this before. This is with Terry Botfield. He was in. He was talking about this. And what I love is he's gone and done it. So he is going into the Marsh Academy. And what they're doing here is holding a careers and job fair on the 2nd of July. That's Tuesday for 15 to 18-year-olds. And he's looking to put local businesses in an employer corner for about 10 to 12 businesses who can explain what they look for when they recruit young people. Maybe they'll have jobs coming up or they can just have a discussion with a young person to tell them about the world of work in the Marsh and adjacent areas. So we should have enough space for banners as well. If you can spare some time on the 2nd of July, he would love to hear from you. And that's Terry at marshnetwork.co.uk.
And if you want to follow him on the Twitter,
I knew it's
my favourite Twitter handle. His Twitter name is TD Botty. Give
Nothing
him a follow.
Nothing to say on that.
Yeah. Save the date. It's our annual South East Construction Exhibition taking place at the South of England Events Centre in Ardingly. That's in Sussex. And it's taking place on Thursday the 26th of September. And you can find out all about it and book a place there and go along. It's free to attend. ConstructionExpoUK.co.uk. Also on the same day is the Construction Expo Awards. And the platinum sponsor for the South East Construction Awards, occupational health company All Health Matters. There's a special website if you want to be entered for the Construction Awards, and that's constructionexpoawards.co.uk. And the awards dinner announcing the winners takes place in the evening of the same day, Thursday the 26th of September, at the South of England Events Centre in Ardingly.
I love
I'm
it.
Starting to get a bit disappointed about all this talk about September, October, November. We haven't even had summer yet.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you did? It was last Thursday. Yeah.
It's warm today.
This weekend's going to be good.
This weekend's going to be good. What more do you want? One weekend.
We're going to be out in the boat this weekend.
Yeah. I've opened my swimming pool. It's all over.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. On our boats, on our workshops, if the weather isn't up to it, The workshop gets cancelled and right. A full refund is given.
I thought you were going to say you could dive in the river.
We have done.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
Yeah.
Right, this is one of my favourite things, and I want you to try and come along to some of these. Join us for the next entertaining evening of storytelling. This is the Business Diaries. Each session will bring storytellers ready and willing to pass on their lessons learnt, the ups and downs of business, and give a taster of life in their shoes. It's not just a time for pitching products. It's a time to hear about the personal experiences of fellow businessmen and women. The stories can be amusing, challenging, inspirational, and sometimes even sad, but they'll definitely be worth hearing. The next storytelling event is on Thursday, the 11th of July. It's at the Innovation Centre Medway, and it's at 6:45 until 9:00. There's lots of nibbles, drinks, and 5 fabulous stories. I can tell you in a minute.
Who are they?
I can tell you who some of the speakers are in a minute. Hold on. I need to look it up because they tweeted it earlier. Business Diaries. Here we go. At least 2 of the speakers this time are Anne-Marie Frencham-Cockings and Natasha Sutton.
That's right.
So there's 5 speakers in all, but there are 2 of them. As I said, it's on the 11th of July at 6:45 at the Innovation Centre in Medway. If you want to book your tickets, eventbrite.co.uk, the Business Diaries.
Awesome. I'm actually going out with Lisa Marie Settle tomorrow night.
You're going where?
I'm going out with Lisa Marie Settle tomorrow
are
night.
You?
I am. We're going to see Elizabeth Gilbert in London. She's got her book launch. You know Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love?
Right.
The author.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
So, because I wanted her mum to come with us as well, but Eileen wasn't really up to it, so that was a shame. But anyway, we often do things like that. Go.
Okay. I want to tell you about the Kent Creative Awards 2019. Kent-based artists, creatives and cultural organisations who contribute to the cultural and creative scene in Kent and also live or are located in the county. The closing dates for entries for the Kent Creative Award is August the 16th. And the awards are supported by Roger Gale, MP for Margate, who said, I'm delighted we will be welcoming the Kent Creative Awards 2019 to Dreamland in Margate, which is where the finals are taking place. Eddie Kemsley, who's the CEO of Dreamland Margate, said, we're delighted to be hosting the Kent Creative Awards for 2019. Promoting creativity and cultural growth in our community has always been a priority for Dreamland. So I happen to know that the Creative Awards are managed and project managed and done and delivered by the absolutely lovely Natalie Benaig. And Mademoiselle Benaig has brought the Kent Creative Awards back. If you want to find out more about it, kentcreativearts.co.uk/Kent Creative Awards. Do check it out. We're at the end of the show. I need to tell you about our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, this Friday at 11 a.m, hosted and presented by the lovely Amanda Flanders, and her co-host this week is Ben Abbott, and her guest is Barry Thompson of Me Now. So do tune in 11 o'clock on Friday to the Business Bunker Extra Show with Amanda, Ben and Barry. But I want to thank our guests for this week, Rebecca and her friend Ricky, who we didn't let speak. Sorry, Ricky. So Rebecca from Social Enterprise Kent, and Tamara and Steve from Sail to Clarity. Thank you so much. Thank you to my lovely co-host, Bird
Thank
on a Bike.
Thank you both. Pleasure.
We'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. Have a fantastic week, everybody, and we'll see you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.